House Bill 1206, An Act to Repeal Revisions to Certain Municipal Special Assessment Provisions.
House Bill 1206, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, as a Senate body, we passed House Bill 1074 earlier this year. The bill was passed by the House, by the Senate, was delivered to the governor. The governor vetoed the bill. However, he did not return it in the constitutionally correct fashion to the Speaker of the House. In doing so, the bill would technically go into effect, legally go into effect, without his signature because it was not returned in time. The governor feels that it can have a significant impact on property taxpayers in the state of South Dakota. He wanted an opportunity to explain his point of view and to offer the Senate an opportunity to change their earlier action after his concerns were expressed. Please let me explain to you what House Bill 1206 would do. It would, in effect, if passed by the House and the Senate, repeal House Bill 1074. The reason that the governor would request that we repeal the earlier language found in 1074 is because of the following, and what the governor has indicated here, I would be happy to discuss with you, but let me go through it briefly. As passed, 1074 would allow special assessments to increase from 250% to 2,500% and are too high for many of the citizens and single-parent families that would be forced to pay the higher assessments. The frontage method of determining assessments is not a reasonable or logical connection to property owners' uses of improved sewer or water systems or parks. The assessment process treats two property owners with identical pieces of land differently, depending upon how much street frontage their property has. Finally, the belief that the governor would like us to express, and I would concur with him in this, is that the assessment process of raising funds prior to constructing improvements is similar to a municipal capital outlay fund, and it could allow municipal governments to make make assessments for many years prior to actually making the improvements. The assessment process of raising funds throughout the assessments will be used more frequently because of the increases and will blunt the positive impact of property tax relief for owner-occupied homes. If the governor did not come in with the late direction because of the weekend, the bill would have been vetoed and you would have been here with an opportunity to sustain or override his veto. The governor felt it only fair to offer another alternative for the Senate to reconsider their actions. Let me explain the primary issue that the governor was offering about. If the frontage on two parcels similar to two pieces of paper is held up like this with the road across the top of them, the frontage method of assessing would be greater on this one than it would be on this one, even though the two parcels are of similar size. The governor makes the point that if you use the frontage assessment program and you allow it to be increased to this amount, you may very well have unfair advantages to one property owner as opposed to another. He believes that there should be a different way of doing it. I concur with him. For that reason, we offer House Bill 1206 and ask for your support. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, we did pass this bill out, and it was in good shape. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, you can do without air conditioning. You can do without ceiling fans. You can do without a lot of things, but you cannot do without water. In this day in the municipalities, you cannot have a well. The water must be brought into your house, must be brought into your business. And when you wake up in the morning or you go to work, you turn that water fountain on and you expect that water to be there and to be in clean and drinkable shape. Now, if you have a waste deposit and you go to the bathroom and you hear something like this, and it's gone, you no longer have the problem. Your convenience is taken care of into a wastewater pipe. And if the elderly, if it's snowing, they got ice on the ground, and they haven't cleaned the sidewalks off, they don't have to risk going outside, tripping and falling, breaking the hip and throwing it in some open sewer. It's taken care of. This is a necessary thing. Municipalities do not misuse these programs. They already have special assessed programs. If you're going to put a street down, You pay for that street in front of your place, no matter how long your place is. If you're a car dealer and you take up the whole block, you pay for your half all the way down. The same thing with sewer and water. It's divided in half in your systems, and you pay your percentage of wood for footages in front. Now, it's nothing but a difference in philosophy is what it is between the governor's proposal and what was proposed to you. I don't think he's going to have a heart attack, fall out, and die if it's like it's supposed to be in this bill for municipality purposes. You either pay me now or you pay me later. You either save the interest on the front end by saying, look, municipalities get together and say, we got a project that has to be taken care of. And I want to make a special note to you about project. Sometimes they are demanded to be done. Sometimes that the sewer and water has been antiquated and it must be changed. So they make a decision on a project. Now, when it was in the House, it was at $1.40, $1.50 a square foot. They moved that down to $1. And so everybody went through the ceiling over here when it came to light that we moved it from 4 cents to $1 from 1917. If you had assessed it 4 cents today, you couldn't even pay for the paperwork. You couldn't even pay for the research to get it done. Now, if the project is under $1 a square foot, you're talking about it may be assessed at maybe 75 cents, 65 cents. It cannot go over the project what it's been estimated at. They can't charge you over that. And they cannot do set a ceiling on it, which is $1 a foot. They can't go over that. So the project is necessary sometime. This is good government business. Economics say that you prepare for the future all the time. Are we in a position now where we say you no longer, it's immoral to have a project and then try to put away for that project in the future? No. This is good business for cities. Cities don't misuse this. Most mayors and city councils are very responsible when it comes to these kind of projects. It only takes a referendum to stop it if you say you don't like it. If you don't want this system to come in, you don't want your water to be not so clean, you don't want this system to flush so well, all you have to do is take it to a referendum, and they can't do that. That's the will of the people. So it's by the will of the people that you can put this in and do these good projects. I ask you to resist the hog house and leave this legislation right in place. This is good for municipalities.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I didn't support this bill the first time around. I don't think I feel any better about it now. I wish you would support the bill, which upholds the veto. I would remind the body that municipalities have property tax, they have sales tax, and they do already have the 4 cent assessment. How much more do we need to give them? Not only that, I would bring attention to the fact that you could assess these fees prior to constructing or making the improvements. And we're not just talking about water and sewer here. We're talking about parks or boulevards or a lot of other things that may not be a life safety issue. Now, can we make the bill a little better? Yeah, we probably could if we would just stick to life safety issues or measures. But that's not in the bill, ladies and gentlemen. So basically, what we're allowing here is an Aiken, as the governor says, to a municipal capital outlay fund. You can actually have two capital outlay funds. You can take the money in for years and years and years and years and years and never expend it. And when you do expend it, it doesn't always mean that it will be expended on what the original purpose was meant to be. I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to think about the options that we've given the cities in the past, the fact that they do have property tax now, the fact that they do have sales tax, they've got 2 cent sales tax that they can use for those things, and they do have the assessment already. I would urge you to vote yes on House Bill 1206.
Further remarks, Madam Senator President, Rounds.
I would be remiss if I didn't at least let Senator Vitter know that that is the first time I've heard a toilet flush on the floor of the Senate, and I really hope it's the last. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question
President,
before it.
Very briefly.
Senator Klochek.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I want to come arise in support of the governor's bill. He did admit that there was an error on his part, and I commend him for coming forward with this bill. I also would like to ask that we should look towards the little man. And the little man, there's a song that goes like this. There goes the little man. The courtyard square, now it's just a set of streets. The people go around and seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut them down. And certainly we don't think that the municipalities are big money in any way, shape, or form, but we do have to realize that this is a fairness issue, and I would certainly encourage you to vote in support of this legislation. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1206. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Boag?
Aye.
Brose?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
Dennett?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn-Jim? Dunn-Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick? Hangey,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Ham,
no.
Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Lang,
aye.
Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson, Senator Munson. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Paisley. Reedy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schoner. Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons. Ballandra.
Aye.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 9.
House Bill 1206, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.